This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is The White.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Walter White.
Yep. Pretty fly for a white guy.
Yeah.
This fella. This is conservatively the 20th undead thing that has nothing to remarkable about it that we've done.
Yeah. It says that like other undead, it lives in barrow mounds. And I know about barrow whites. No other undead says it lives in a barrow.
No, we haven't had any barrow mounds. It also, you know, every time in this entry, it tries to show, you know, what's special about this. It's something that another undead does.
Right.
So, like, it has energy drain. Guess what also has energy drains? Like vampires. Like, that's the point of, you know, vampires in this.
Whites cannot tolerate light, including sunlight, and avoid it at all costs. It is important to note, however, that whites are not harmed by exposure to sunlight, as vampires are. Okay, so you just cut yourself down.
And they just don't like it. Yeah. Who doesn't, dog? Like, I mean, like, you know, who does? Like, this is just vampire light.
Yeah.
You know, at the, you know, lawful evil is interesting alignment, but that never articulates in the entry.
No, it really just like they've got this pecking order. So they create a white and they've got other whites that are kind of like subservient to them. Yeah.
Yeah. The, you know, and the leader will like sell out their group of their minions in order to survive. Like they have a society, which is more interesting than if they were just like gnarling beast. But the people who make undead in the monstrous manual need to learn that every single point of articulation you can have for a monster does not require its own entry.
No.
Like, you know, this thing that is barely different than, you know, than a ghast or.
Well, I mean, you know, we made the point several undead episodes ago, but like, you know, every synonym for ghost or zombie doesn't also need an entry.
No, there can be synonyms, monstrous manual guy.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bummer because I think as far as like, you know, evocativeness, I think a white sounds cooler than a ghast.
Yes.
It's a cool name. Mm-hmm. I want whites to be cool. They wear clothes, which I like. I like how this guy's dressed up as like Robin from the Super Friends in the entry, you know, except it's Gene Simmons on a Robin head, like undead Gene Simmons in the face.
Yep.
And Robin in the place.
Yep. And doing a Thriller dance pose.
Yeah.
And
having a good old time.
Gary, guess what's made its appearance again?
Foot wraps.
Yep, foot wraps.
Yep, it's foot wraps. Do you think the problem is us and we're stupid for wearing shoes?
I think so.
Should we switch to a foot wrap?
I think that we're retrograde for having gone away from this more natural technologies.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the technology of a foot wrap. I just imagine how long it takes to put on every day. Like, if we're going to switch to a foot wrap, I don't think, you know, Johnny White here, Walter White, this character right here actually changes his, but I would want to.
Right. Yeah. I would feel very constricted by that. I think that would, I like walking barefoot is my thing. You know, like when I'm around the house, I walk barefoot, but I've got slippers on so I can make a decision, right? Like, do I want my feet to hang free or do I want them covered up? You know?
Yeah. I go sky clad and I go apartment clad all the time.
Right.
Like in every respect. It'd be real weird if I just wore boots and nothing else when you record it. Right. I'm not naked now, but the,
but you always like to hang that over me that sometimes you are.
Yeah. It's a real Russian roulette kind of thing. It is a Chekhov's dong that I want you to have to deal with at any given time. Not Chekhov's dong, Schrodinger's dong, the other dong. Yeah. So there's a guy, what was I going to say? Oh, the other thing about these foot wraps, right? Like, is they would start to smell bad. Are you like a stinky feet guy? Do you have like bad smelling feet?
Nobody has ever told me that I do. I get sweaty, but I do not get sweaty on my feet.
Me, it's interesting how I've talked about before on shows how like when I was a teenager, how I had like one armpit that my right armpit would just like sweat.
Yeah.
Like constantly. My left armpit would sweat normal, my right armpit would sweat like a whole lot. And it wasn't like particularly fragrant sweat, but it was like it would still really sweat.
Yeah.
And as you get older, like those kind of things change. So that went away. Uh-huh. And when I was younger, I had kind of smelly feet, and now I don't.
Hmm.
Like I could just stick my face in my shoe right now and it doesn't smell bad.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of incredible. Like it just that part of whatever my chemistry was just went away.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. I like my perception that my feet do not smell bad does not really inform my behavior because, you know, like I wash my socks every day, but you know, I wear fresh socks every day because I'm not a monster.
Hold on.
But
hold on. Washing socks every day is a little bit much.
Yeah.
With the white, though, so the white eats human flesh and drains levels.
Right.
Okay, here's where I'm going with this. If you can presume that the reason why my feet no longer smell is probably because my diet improved now that I'm an adult and I'm responsible for eating my own eating decisions.
Right.
Does the white's body chemistry change and foot wraps smell worse depending on what types of levels he drains?
So like do like prestige class levels.
Yes.
Metabolize differently.
Yes. Or like this fighter took a level of ranger to get first level. That never happens. This wizard, geez, guys, okay, put down your pen. Stop emailing. The wizard took one level of fighter to get the Thaco and HP bump.
Right.
If you drain that level of fighter, will it change your body chemistry in a way differently than if you had just drained a level of mage?
I mean, like, well, what you've done here, Gary, is built a stinky Kirby.
I have. Yeah. I guess that's true. I made stink Kirby. Yeah.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.